This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government has approved development of Greenfield Airport at Kota Bundi in Rajasthan at an estimated cost of 1,507 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced the Union Cabinet's decisions while briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon.
ग्रीनफील्ड एयरपोर्ट नया एयरपोर्ट बनेगा कोटा बूंदी एयरपोर्ट करीब 20,000 स्क्वायर मीटर की टर्मिनल बिल्डिंग बनेगी 3,200 मीटर का रनवे बनेगा 1,000 एकड़ जमीन राजस्थान सरकार इसके लिए फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट दे रही है और करीब 1507 करोड़ रुपए का इन्वेस्टमेंट इसमें आएगा कैपेसिटी इसकी होगी 2 मिलियन पैसेंजर्स पर एनम
Mr. Vaishnav said Cabinet has also approved construction of 6-lane access-controlled Capital Region Ring Road in Odisha at a cost of over 8,307 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, congratulated the people of Odisha and Rajasthan for Cabinet decisions announced today related to the both states. Parliament has passed the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill will further amend the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation MMDR Act 1957. Earlier moving the bill, Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy said these amendments made in MMDR Act are an important step towards making India self-reliant in minerals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility on the Indo-China border and reiterated India's commitment to a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable resolution of the boundary question. Mr. Modi received Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi this afternoon. Mr. Yi handed over message and invitation from Chinese President Xi Jinping to the Prime Minister for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit being held in Tianjin. Prime Minister Modi welcomed the steady and positive progress in bilateral ties since his meeting with President Xi in Kazan last year, guided by mutual respect, mutual interest and mutual sensitivity, including the resumption of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra. He thanked President Xi for the invitation to the SCO summit and conveyed his acceptance. The Chinese Foreign Minister, Wang Yi, held bilateral talks with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Sources said that China has promised to address three key concerns of India. They said Chinese Foreign Minister assured Dr. S. Jaishankar during their meeting that China is addressing India's needs of fertilizers, rare earths and tunnel boring machines. During the visit, the Indian side strongly raised the issue of terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Moscow this evening on a three-day official visit to Russia. He will co-chair the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation tomorrow. Dr. Jaishankar will address the India-Russia Business Forum meeting in Moscow. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will also meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and review the bilateral agenda and share perspective on regional and global issues. Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav today chaired the first meeting of the Parliamentary Consultative Committee of the Ministry of Ayush in New Delhi. During the meeting, the minister said that Ayush health services are reaching millions of people in the country through National Ayush Mission and Arogya Mandirs. He said that the industry is also steadily moving towards the $200 billion target. Heavy rainfall has wreaked havoc in Maharashtra, crippling normal life across Mumbai as waterlogging disrupted the movement. A cloudburst in Nanded district claimed 8 lives with Hasnal village still 80% submerged. The army, working closely with the state disaster response force, is actively conducting rescue operations, relocating residents, setting up medical camps and distributing food. In cricket, Surya Kumar Yadav will captain the 15-member Indian T20 squad for the upcoming Asia Cup 2025 tournament to be played in the UAE from 9th of next month. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, made the announcement today. India's test skipper Shubman Gill has made his return to the T20 international format after being appointed as vice-captain of the team. And that is the end of this news bulletin.